and KBND Radio News. Time is 12:05. Good afternoon on a Monday. Welcome to the Noon News. I'm Dave Jarvis. Let's go to the newsroom for our update. Here's Kelly Blyer.
Thanks, Dave. Unemployment rose slightly in all three Central Oregon counties in June. Deschutes County's unemployment is 12.5%, Jefferson County at 13%, and Crook County is at 15.3%. Regional economist Carolyn Egan says these are springtime levels, especially for Deschutes County.
This is the third month in a row that Deschutes County has added fewer jobs than is expected. And so it's a cumulative effect of overall just fewer jobs. And May and June is definitely a time we expect to see a bunch of seasonal jobs come online and people get employed at least for the summer season. And a lot of those jobs have not materialized this year.
Egan says in Deschutes County there were private sector job gains in nearly all industries, but leisure and hospitality made up half the jobs, added 570 jobs. The market struggled a little bit this morning as lawmakers still struggled to reach a deal on the debt ceiling. Tyler Simonis with Northwest Quadrant Wealth Management says things settled down fairly quickly.
The markets looked like they were going to sell off sharply. Asian markets sold off, European markets sold off, but when the U.S. markets opened, they sold off at the open and then sort of rallied as bargain hunters came in. So it wasn't that as big. Markets still think that we're going to get a deal done.
Democratic and Republican congressional leaders are preparing to unveil new deficit reduction plans today as they try to reach middle ground before the August 2nd deadline. Pressure is increasing for Oregon Congressman David Wu to resign following allegations he had an unwanted sexual encounter with the daughter of a campaign donor from California. House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi is calling for an ethics investigation into the allegations. Pacific University political science professor Russ Dondero says Wu needs to make a clear statement.
Until he's more specific, the public can't judge the behavior and whether it's going to hurt his role as a congressman as representing the first district.
In a statement, Wu says it's a serious matter and he doesn't want to bring unwanted attention or stress to the accuser or her family. Technology that has been developed over the past 10 years has both helped and hindered rescue efforts for Deschutes County Search and Rescue. Lieutenant Scott Shelton with SAR says the cell phones, smartphones, and GPS units are a blessing and potentially a curse.
I think, fortunately for us, it allows us quicker access frequently to people. Unfortunately, I think on the flip side, sometimes folks will go places that they normally wouldn't have gone because it could provide a sense of security. And they believe that because they have a cell phone, it's going to be very quick for us to get to them. And that's not always the case.
Shelton says it usually takes them some time to reach you, so he advises that even on short hikes, you are prepared with extra food, water, and warmer clothes. And Shelton says always tell someone where you are going and when you plan to return. I'm Kelly Blyer, News Talk 1110, KBND.